Two very different shows opened up in the city of Toronto recently, one based on a well-known book about a bittersweet relationship between a teacher and his former student, the other a brand new piece about the various fears of flight. Now, they might not seem to have much in common, but our theater critic Lynn Slotkin has found some shared themes in these two works, Tuesdays with Maury and Fear of Flight. Lynn is here to explain all. Hello.
Hi, Matt.
We will start with one of the plays that people may have heard of, at least as a book, very popular.
Sure.
Tuesdays with Maury. What's this all about?
The play is written by Jeffrey Hatcher and Mitch Albom, and it's based on Mitch Albom's huge bestseller of the same name. And it is about Maury, who is Maury Schwartz, Mitch's beloved sociology professor at Brandeis University. And after graduating, Mitch promised to keep in touch, and he didn't. Instead, he became a sports writer, a broadcaster, a commentator, hugely popular. He was a go-getter. He's very successful. And 16 years after graduating, Mitch saw Maury on TV being interviewed by Ted Koppel, because at that time, Maury was suffering from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this made Mitch visit Maury. He got in touch. He visited him one Tuesday, thinking it would make up for the 16 years that he hadn't visited.
Right.
And he thought that would be it. But this turned into a regular Tuesday routine. And this was not an easy thing, because Mitch lived in Detroit. Maury lived in Boston. And so Mitch would take a plane every Tuesday and visit his friend until he died.
A plane. Now, that suggests
yes.
This other play, Fear of
Flight.
Oh,
yeah. It does.
Yeah, like
imagine.
A connection.
Segue there. The Fear of Flight is composed of 8 linked stories by some of our leading playwrights. For example, Judith Thompson, Daniel McIver, Denise Clark. And these stories are shaped by Robert Chafe. And they explore every kind of fear of flight, both literal and metaphoric. And I don't mean just fear of flying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean some people have a fear of moving in any way, making decisions. And so in a sense, that's the metaphoric aspect of it. The play takes place on a plane. A person, for example, is certain that the plane will crash because he's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Another fears flying alone. He usually flies with his sister. His sister's not there with him this time. Some fear what they're going to find at the end of the journey. Some stories I found were loopy, for example. There's a woman flying on what would have been her honeymoon, only her husband-to-be died on the eve of the wedding. But she's taking the flight anyway, and she's carrying his ashes with her, and yes, she's wearing her wedding dress, which she goes up and down the island. Some of the stories are poignant. There's an angry teenager who is flying to visit her dying mother, and along the way, there's turbulence. Now, perhaps this is because the pilot might be less than sober, but by the end of the flight, the passengers are united in that they've all conquered their fears.
Does that element of fear come up in the other production, Tuesdays with Maury?
In a certain way, it does. Maury, for example, is afraid of how he will die, the indignity of the disease. He's afraid of being dependent on anybody. As for Mitch, Mitch seems to be afraid of living altogether. He's afraid of failing. He's afraid of losing a story. He's terrified of losing Maury. And the play is mainly Mitch's journey with his wise professor, who teaches him how to live fully and not frantically.
Describe the productions, because I would assume that they are very different.
They are. They're hugely different. Tuesdays with Maury is the starrier of the two, because TV star Hal Linden plays Maury.
Barney Miller.
We remember him from television for years ago. And as Maury, he's sweet, he's affectionate, he's funny, he's wise. Mitch is played by our own Rick Roberts, who has also had a TV career. He was on Traitors, among other things, and he's been on our Toronto stages a lot in recent years. Now, Mitch is kinetic, he's charming, he's also lost. And finally, he finds a way of getting his life back because of the guidance from his teacher.
Mm.
Now, director Ted Dykstra tries to give the play a bigger, busier production, I found, than this gentle, sentimental story really needs.
And Fear of Flight?
Fear of Flight. Well, this is something completely different. Fear of Flight, on the other hand, is bursting with invention, quirkiness, some of the best ensemble acting and singing I've seen in a long time. And this is all thanks to the creative brain of director Gillian Kyle. highly. The cast of 14 vocalizes Jonathan Monroe's compositions and soundscape, adding a richness to the production. And the intricate movement simulates a plane that's banking in severe turbulence and going through the motions we will all recognize on a flight.
Now, these productions have elements in common, but yeah. I would imagine that they would appear to perhaps different audiences. Or are there some similarities?
Well, it's hard to tell. I could see very different sorts of theater goers attracted to each of these shows. Tuesdays with Morrie, I think, would appeal to audiences who like sweet, sentimental stories performed by a good cast. Please bring your Kleenex. You're going to cry. They like a good cry. It's undemanding, and I found it comfortable. Fear of Flight, on the other hand, is for audiences who like more challenging fare, who like to be engaged, provoked, totally involved, and who like theater that makes them sit up and be gripped.
Then thank you.
Pleasure.